Welcome to Miracles and Wellness Podcast. I'm Clarissa Booker, your holistic health coach and beauty expert. I know how stress can derail your well-being as an entrepreneur. I'll be sharing simple strategies to reduce stress, ditch stress eating, and replace other habits while energizing your day by incorporating more plants onto your plate. With small shifts that can boost your health, happiness, and productivity. Whether you're seeking guidance with weight loss, stress release, or just a moment to recharge, I invite you to join me. Let's optimize your wellness path. So be open to receive because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Let's go. Hey there, friends. Hope you're having a wonderful day. How are you feeling? Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about just nourishing our body and how it affects us throughout the day, especially when we are trying to work and get some things done, right? Because our nutrition and whatever we decide to put into our body has a profound effect on the quality of our work, the quality of everything that we are pursuing and our goals. Because when we're consuming nutrients or a lack thereof, essential nutrients, our energy levels are going to get really low. We're going to feel lethargic. Concentration is not going to be where it should be. We're not going to feel motivated, and just all these factors, they're going to do the opposite, honestly, of how we want to feel, right? So it's going to hinder our productivity. Also, if we're lacking in essential nutrients, it can weaken our immune system, okay, making us more susceptible to illness. Then, of course, this is going to affect us, how we work, our productivity, because we have to take care of ourselves. And then, regardless of our work, this is going to affect our family, right? If we have young children, what's going on in our day-to-day life, it wind up becoming a trickle effect for sure. And then this is also going to cascade into our mental and emotional well-being. This can lead to decreased satisfaction in how we're performing. And this might, you know, start affecting you in that way, which is then going to trickle back to more eating less nutrient-dense foods because you're going to start out that way. Then it's going to start affecting your health physically. You know, obesity is really high. There's diabetes that could possibly happen, heart disease. For example, to say the least, the trickle effect of all the things. And then if it starts affecting your mental health, and then you might start feeling anxious, and then you're even more stressed because you're running behind on deadlines. And it's just a cascade of events that starts happening. And then you might circle back to the unhealthy eating, right? The unhealthy habits that have taken place. And of course, that can lead to healthcare costs. So I've heard some people talk about not wanting to buy organic or more plant-based foods. So in all honestly, it is very reasonably to eat this way. But then when you weigh it out, what is more important? Your health, medical bills, medications, or adding more plants onto your plate to help your body heal what it's supposed to do. Fighting off diseases naturally, right? Just giving it that extra power within yourself. Can one thing cure everything? No, there's a lot of things that are involved depending on what is going on in your health, which is why communication is excellent between everybody that you're working with. But why not give yourself that extra advantage, right? Of all the numerous benefits that you'll have. Right? By adding more plants onto your plate, you can have overall better health, reducing the days that you might feel ill, right? And depending on, let's say you have an event coming up, you're going to push through it. That's going to be a very uncomfortable feeling going through an event, for example, and you're not feeling your best. You don't want to experience that. Because you can't call out. I mean, you can, but that's not going to look good, right? I know for myself or even amazing individuals that I work with, whenever their energy levels have felt low, whenever we've kind of swapped some things out to put more nutrient-dense foods on their plate, more plant-based foods, they're going to feel a boost in energy. I know for myself, I will feel a boost in energy as well, right? All of those nutrients that are in there, okay? Macronutrients and micronutrients, right? It's feeding your body
that natural goodness that it wants, right? Which goes back to depending on what you're eating, you wind up eating more and you find up feeling sluggish, right? If you're eating the processed foods, your body feels sluggish and heavy. That's not a good feeling. And that does the complete opposite of what you want, right? To accomplish everything that you want to have, your desires and your goals. So instead of that, let's increase our energy and enhance our mood, contributing to more positive energy. Because if you're feeling sluggish, it's really hard to feel more upbeat because you're that are lethargic, right? So if you are struggling with adding more plants onto your plate, just think about just shifting your paradigm, you know, figuring out what that is and just focusing on that, why you want to do this, knowing how wonderful it is going to contribute to your body. Even going back to meditation and breath work, we can definitely do a session as well. Contact us and set up a session to do some meditation coaching, right? Add some breath work in there and dig into your eating habits, for example. It's going to be deeper than eating habits for sure. And you know that. And working on transitioning into that new version of yourself to give you that more increased energy, right? To push through each day. Just asking yourself some questions, even to start, just going into a meditation and just wondering with curiosity, what do I need to let go of for a healthier lifestyle? And being honest with yourself. Without judgment, it's okay, whatever it is. What is that? What do I need to let go of for myself, for a healthier lifestyle so that I can live a longer life, so that I can obtain all my goals, whether they are personal, whether they are work-related? Because the way we do one thing is the way we do everything. Think about it. Right? If you think about the different aspects of your life, this is very true. And at the end of the day, your health is one of the most important things. Yes? Am I right? What energizes me? Doesn't matter what it is. What energizes me? What part of my life feels stagnant? Right? What gives me energy? And then what is making me feel stagnant? Where is my energy at? How do I feel in this moment? How do I feel when I wake up at the end of the day? And it's okay, however I feel. I will not judge myself. And then just what do I notice? What have I been noticing? I am not my thoughts. I can observe my thoughts. What am I noticing? And whatever is meant to come up, allow it to come up. Allow yourself to heal. You're safe. What is this? Where did this come from? And just breathe into it. And just free write. It could be messy as it want to be. Just let it all come out. Just taking that time for yourself. You deserve it. Allowing that to come up, being very honest with yourself. This is you. This is for you. The growing that you're doing in this moment. And then what beliefs are going to change for you to elevate this new version of yourself? So looking back at these questions, for one, and you can ponder on them and just look as they come up through a meditation, just breathing through it, just breathing. Allowing yourself to trust your feelings are true to you and your beliefs. Just turning away the doubt, increasing the trust within yourself. No matter how many times you have to feed off that doubt, especially if you're used to thinking a certain way and behaving a certain way and your beliefs are a certain way for a period of time throughout your life, something might creep back up, and that's okay. Release it. Committing to your meditation practice every day. Even if it's just 5 minutes to start and adding on, where are you at in this moment? And you are invited to reach out for some meditation coaching. Always, because you are not alone. In love without judgment. Until next time.
Goodbye, guys. Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. Leave a 5-star review.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode and are feeling empowered in your journey towards a thriving well-being. Also, share this episode to someone you know this will bless, as that's how we spread the message. And don't forget just to take 30 seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts by scrolling down the show page and clicking write a review, because it also helps us grow. I appreciate you taking the time to show us support.